So much. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Our very special guest for this hour, Matt Rosen, is with us, and he is the CEO, and in fact, the founder of Aleda, which is a company that's a technology consulting firm. And I got to tell you, Matt, before I talk to you, I'm a little nervous because I know that you're kind of like a professional when it comes to software and smart devices and all that. And I'm somewhat challenged when it comes to technology and artificial intelligence. So you're going to have to go really slow with me today.
No worries. Well, thanks very much for having me on the show. Yeah. And I, by default, am technical support for much of my family who is still coming up to any of these devices. So all good.
Well, okay. So if I adopt you as my son, that means I get free stuff. So Matt, this article by which I called you about the Roombas, which are these round automatic vacuum cleaners that many people have in their homes. They're getting drunk. What, they got a software update? Now, and I've got to tell you, this is weird to me. Do the people have to download the software update, or does it somehow get a hold of the Roomba on its own and it automatically updates it?
So you can choose, interestingly enough, because I actually have a Roomba, and I realized when I saw this that I had not updated with the latest software. I set it to only download when I want it to. So my Roomba is a little out of date, so it's not driving around drunk. But what apparently the latest update has done, from what I can tell, is it's erased a lot of the memory of the map that it had, that it creates of your house. So it bumps walls, it doesn't find its home base. And as a result, you know, a lot of users are very frustrated with the Roomba, which is really a really hard-working device that usually does pretty good things around the house.
Yeah, because when you first get your Roomba, I mean, you kind of set it, what, on a program to map itself, and so it goes around. And it might take it a while, but it'll go through every room in the house where you let it go, and it maps, okay, I go this many feet, and then I hit that wall, okay, I know that wall's there. And then that way it has an internal map. Am I right?
That's exactly right. And it seems to have forgotten that internal map. So what a lot of users are having to do is completely reset the Roombas and have it remap out. And, you know, what's real interesting is I can't seem to find much information on the iRobot site. That's the manufacturer of the Roomba. Really saying that there's a problem, but there's videos and stories all over the internet with people describing their issues. So it's
If you want to know there's a problem, just ask one of the owners of the Roombas. So
exactly.
But I mean, they had to freak people out. I mean, I saw one article where a guy said, "Yeah, my Roomba just slammed its head into the wall about 20 times before it moved on."
Yeah, I've seen it just sitting there and banging against the same spot and not figuring it needs to, but go back to its home base. So I know there's a lot of frustrated Roomba customers out there at the moment.
Yeah, one of them said, "Yeah, looks like these robots are drunk." Let me ask you this. Now, this is the Roomba, and it's kind of funny because, okay, it's your vacuum. It's a little irritating right now. You got to reprogram it. It can't do much. But what scares me is in my house, I've got remote controlled for my heating and cooling. I've got remote control for my cameras and for my security system. You know, we've got, you know, you can do remote control on appliances. What if everything gets drunk? I mean, what if everything goes crazy at one time?
Yeah, that wouldn't be very fun. You know, I've been doing software development for, you know, over 20 years now, and we're very good at, like, testing. You know, when we were building customers' software, we're testing it every 2 weeks, putting it through cycles, and making sure that sort of thing doesn't happen. So I think what happened here was things didn't really get tested very well before they got pushed. I think it would be difficult to have every single thing go wrong at once, but it definitely is concerning, like, if you couldn't operate your Nest to control your heat. You know, I have 50 connected devices, from my Sonos speakers to my Nest cameras to my Ring doorbell, you name it. I've got a super connected house. But I've got a few tips to kind of keep things from getting too crazy.
That's what I want to hear. Lay some tips on me here.
Yeah. If you have the ability, set up a private or a guest network. Have your network that you use your regular phones and computers on, but put all your smart devices on a secondary guest network. So if things go crazy, it doesn't mess up your network. Second of all, don't give these devices access to your contacts and your calendars and open everything up. They all want to talk to each other. I try and limit that. And then this is a very simple thing, but reset the passwords, you know, to reset your router password. And don't use passwords like password 1 or welcome or 1234, because those are some common ways that these things can get hacked into. Now, the thought that any one software push would have all your devices going drunk and crazy, probably not all that likely to happen, because these smart devices are not all that smart to begin with. So I think having everything get drunk all at once is probably an unlikely scenario.
Was the transition for you, I mean, what's your background? When did you first start becoming, like, really IT savvy and everything? Was it in high school, in college? I mean, when did that? I'm 67 years old. Okay, my daughter thought I came over from the dark side when I went to Facebook and I left MySpace, okay? So she, so that tells you where I'm at. But when did that happen for you and you started to first check out stuff IT-wise and then realize you were actually really kind of good at it?
Yeah, so it's when I was about 9 or 10 years old, and I'm in my 40s. I got my first Commodore 64, and I started writing basic programs and teaching myself how to code. And so it was there where really my love of technology was hatched. I had the very first Pong, which is the first video game ever.
You had the very I remember Pong. Atari.
Yeah. So I had many of the very first computers out there. And as a result, you know, that always had a love of technology and got into the software development world about 20 years ago when everybody was going to the internet and creating e-commerce sites and have really grown up as technology has kind of taken over the world in many respects.
Yeah. Does it scare you at all? I mean, have we gotten to the point now that not only we have a lot of technology, but we are actually at the mercy of it sometimes? And I don't mean the technology itself is going to turn evil and, you know, grow eyes and everything. But you know, my big fear is when somebody realizes your address, if somehow they could get into some kind of system where they start logging into all your stuff somehow and bypassing passwords and all that, that really does bug me a little bit.
You know, technology is scary, but once it's adopted, it's hard to look back. I mean, no one remembers the horse and buggy when cars took over. Cars were kind of scary when they first came about, but the pace of technological change is accelerating quite fast, and a lot of it's driven by the pandemic. And so adopting this technology, it can be scary for those that have not grown up with it or aren't comfortable with it. And so I think it's incumbent to really learn some things, get yourself up to speed. There are a lot of resources out there to learn how to, you know, operate your devices. And some of the tips I share, just simple things like changing passwords and having things on a secondary network, can go a long way in making sure that your devices aren't hacked in any way.
Now, you can find out more about Matt and his company and some of the things they offer at www.alata.com. That's A-L-L-A-T-A, alata.com. Where do you go for advice on things, I mean, other than your own brain, when it comes to technology or IT? Do you have some favorite sites you go to? Do you have some favorite companies you rely on or some companies that you tend to avoid?
It's pretty simple. I go out on Google and YouTube, and any technological problem I'm having, I can typically troubleshoot because somebody else has probably run into it ahead of me, whether it's, you know, something with my iPhone or something with my MacBook or something with my Nest device. Typically, you can find the answer out there if you're willing to do a little bit of research and try a few things. And when in doubt, reset the device, and that tends to clear up a lot of problems more often than not.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Yeah, YouTube has come to my help a great deal as well also. But yeah, well, it's good to know that sometimes an IT expert like Matt Rosen needs to go out and get help just like I do. But you, probably the jump from MySpace to Facebook was not a big deal for you, right?
Not at all.
Yeah, you probably did that when you were six. So there you go. Yeah, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm sitting here, I'm in my home studio and broadcasting from here because of COVID and all that. But I will tell you right now, Matt, that when you mentioned to me that, you know, you got your Commodore 64, and I had one of those, but that you were starting to write some programming when you were nine, I broke out into a cold sweat, and I decided, I'm not sure how long this interview should go. Listen, I appreciate you being with us today.
You don't want me coding for you now.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so Matt Rosen, thanks so much. If people have Roombas, and if they're starting to go crazy, what should they do? Get a hold of the manufacturer, go to YouTube, what do I need to do?
I would go and reset and restore factory defaults and have it remap out your house. That seems to be the one thing that is fixing it.
Just go all the way back to it just came out of the box. There you go. Matt Rosen, thanks so much. I appreciate you today, sir.
Thanks for having me on the show. Thank you.
Podcasts by Federated Media. Podcasts by Federated Media.